Well, I came to New York City in the summer of 1925 in an old Model T Ford and put up at the Vanderbilt Hotel on a Dubell. I don't know whether you know about Dubells. That is, hotels would advertise in publications, and then the editors, publishers could take it out.
Oh,
free lodging. And I was the editor of the West Virginia Moonshine, the humorous magazine at West Virginia University. I've been elected editor. I also had been elected head of the Southern Humorous College magazine of Southern universities and colleges. And one of my assignments was to come to New York and collect over $250,000 that a scoundrelly advertising agency owed to the Southern universities. I was a pre-law student, and I was discontented with the university and with the prospect of becoming a lawyer, because the law faculty used to, over a glass of moonshine, advised me the only way to make a living as a lawyer in West Virginia was either to bribe a jury for the coal operators or bribe a jury for the United Mine Workers. So I wandered around the city and went over to the 4A advertising outfit and met a fellow there, said he was going to China. And why didn't I go get his job? So I went to Harrison, New Jersey, and met up with an ex-Marine major from North Carolina, and he employed me as the editor of the Edison Sales Builder, a house organ for the Edison Magic Lamp Company, totally owned by General Electric. I had no particular horizon. I had studied music. As a youngster, I gave several fiddle concerts at West Virginia Wesleyan College, where I studied music while I was going to high school in Buckhead, West Virginia. Well, I was discontented with music critics then and now, but I had no horizon. I thought I might return and go to law school, but New York City in 25 was a gold camp. It was the beginning of an enormous bull market. It was the place that attracted young people from the interior of America a great deal more than it does now. It was a place where the theater was incredibly exciting, the beginning of the Theater Guild, the beginning of reality on the stage, What Price Glory, the beginning of the Marx Brothers, and the general ebullience and excitement of the city was quite exciting to all people there, certainly a youngster from West Virginia.